News Item 1. Questions 1 to 2 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 1.
Two police officials in Argentina have been sentenced to 7 years in prison for arranging the abduction of a baby during the last period of military rule. It's the first time an Argentine court has condemned senior officials under the military dictatorship for stealing babies in what could set a precedent for an attempt to bring officials to trial. News Item 2. Questions 3 to 4 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 2.
A group of African Americans have filed a legal action in New York against Lloyd's of London, the world's oldest insurance market. They are claiming damages from Lloyd's on the grounds that it provided insurance cover for ships which brought millions of African slaves to America. The suit accuses Lloyd's, along with two American companies, of aiding and abetting the commission of genocide. Deidrea Farmer is one of the claimants. They are responsible because they played a role in enslaving African Americans, or at least our ancestors initially, and part of the enslavement included genocide. That is the destruction of our ethnic and national identities. Today I suffer from the injury of not knowing who I am, having no nationality or ethnic group as a result of acts committed by these parties. A BBC correspondent in New York says the claimants must prove that they are indeed descended from slaves, something they say they can do through DNA testing. News Item 3. Questions 5 to 6 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 3.
Representatives of the Greek and Greek Cypriot governments have expressed concern of changes made by the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to the Cyprus reunification plan. The BBC correspondent at the talks says the Greeks are worried he's offered too much to the Turkish side. The UN plan says the Turkish Cypriots must give up some territory whilst the number of Greeks allowed back has been reduced. News Item 4. Question 7 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 4.
United States Army has said that it accepts responsibility for the death earlier this month of two Iraqi journalists working for the Al Arabiya. A U.S. military spokesman said the Army regretted what he described as the accidental shooting. He said U.S. troops had aimed at a vehicle in front of the journalist's car, which had burst through a checkpoint. News Item 5. Questions 8 to 9 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 5.
In Hong Kong, the American airplane carrier, the U.S. Constellation, and 6 support ships arrived on Monday for a 6-day port visit. The visit comes several days after China refused to permit a United States military plane to land in Hong Kong. The plane was said to be on the normal training flight. This is the biggest port visit since an American spy plane crashed with the Chinese fighter plane on April 1st. The two planes crashed in international airspace over the South China Sea. News Item 6. Questions 10 to 11 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 6.
Iraqi demonstrators, many of them disciples of a Shiite cleric, clashed again Monday with U.S. troops in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities. At least 8 Americans and more than 30 Iraqis have been reported killed in the rallying. But as correspondent N reports, the United States says it remains firmly committed to handing over power to the Iraqi people on June 30th, despite new questions about Iraq's overall stability. News Item 7. Questions 12 to 13 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 7.
The former Chief Weapons Inspector of the United Nations has criticized British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Hans Blix said that Mr. Blair did not think carefully when examining intelligence about weapons in Iraq before the war started. Mr. Blix also said that the United States and Britain should have permitted him to complete his work in Iraq. He said weapons inspectors would have realized in time that the intelligence received from Iraqi exiles was wrong. News Item 8. Questions 14 to 15 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 8.
The Bush administration says Libya has sent all of the known remaining equipments of its nuclear program to the United States. An administration official said a ship is now traveling to the United States, carrying 500 tons of the equipment. It includes parts of uranium development centers, guided missiles, and long-distance missiles. In other news, the Libyan government appointed its first energy minister in 5 years. News Item 9. Questions 16 to 17 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 9.
United States military officials in Afghanistan say American-led forces have killed 9 suspected militants in a gun battle near the border with Pakistan. A military spokesman spoke to reporters in Kabul. He said the fighting on Friday started when as many as 40 gunmen tried to move into a coalition position near the town of Orgun. A number of militants reportedly fled during the gun battle. The spokesman said no coalition troops were killed. The coalition includes American and Afghan troops. News Item 10. Questions 18 to 19 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 10.
American Secretary of State Colin Powell will visit India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan this month. It will be his first trip to South of Asia in almost 2 years. India and Pakistan have deployed hundreds of thousands of troops to their borders the last time Mr. Powell visited the area. Mr. Powell seeks to provide American support to the renewed peace process between India and Pakistan. He also is expected to urge the Pakistani government to give evidence that it has completely stopped providing nuclear weapons technology to other countries. News item 11. Questions 20 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 11.
Turkey. Tens of thousands of protesters have demonstrated in several cities. They are demanding that the government of Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit resign. The protesters denounce the way the government has dealt with the Turkish economic crisis. In Ankara, police fired into the air to break up a crowd of 70,000 demonstrators. At least 40,000 others marched in the Aegean port city of Izmir. 20,000 other people demonstrated in Konya. More than 100 people were injured in the protests. On Tuesday, Turkey's main business coalition urged the government to resign. Prime Minister Ecevit said a change in government will not help Turkey recover from the financial crisis. News item 12. Questions 23 to 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 12.
The United States is reportedly considering economic or other restrictions against Syria. The restrictions could be put in place through the Syria Accountability Act that Congress passed last November. Officials would not say what restrictions are being considered or when they might be carried out. But the law provides several possible economic and diplomatic restrictions. Last month, the United States Defense Secretary again accused both Syria and Iran of permitting fighters to cross their borders into Iraq. News item 13. Questions 25 to 26 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 13.
Mexican President Vicente Fox has welcomed an agreement with President Bush on easing travel restrictions on some Mexicans visiting the United States. The agreement permits Mexicans traveling to America to avoid being photographed and providing other information. The easier way to cross the border is meant for Mexicans who plan only to stay in the United States for a short time. They also must remain close to the border and carry identification documents. Mr. Bush said he does not know if Congress will vote on the agreement in an election year. News Item 14. Questions 27 to 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 14.
Al Jazeera Television has broadcasted a message reported to be from Ayman al-Zawahiri, the top assistant to al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The sound recording urges all Muslims in Pakistan to overthrow the government of the President Pervez Musharraf. The speaker says the Pakistani leader should be ousted because he is working with the United States. The speaker also calls on Pakistani soldiers to disobey the president. The recording is broadcasted as Pakistani troops fight hundreds of suspected al-Qaeda militants and their supporters. The fighting is taking place in a tribal area along the border with Afghanistan. News Item 15. Questions 29 to 31 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 15.
Beijing. An official of the Chinese Foreign Ministry has called for talks between the United States and China. Sha Zhukang says China opposes an American missile defense system. He says a missile defense system would threaten the balance of power in the East Asia area. However, he said China wants to find areas of agreement with the United States. Chinese Vice Premier Qian Qichun is preparing to travel to Washington next week for talks with President Bush. The United States says it wants a national missile defense system to protect it and its allies from attacks by rebel countries and not China. Russia says the anti-missile system violates an international anti-missile treaty. News Item 16. Questions 32 to 33 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 16.
President Bush has met with Colombia President Alvaro Uribe in Washington. They discussed trade, terrorism, and Colombia's fight against rebels and illegal drugs. After the meeting, Mr. Bush and Mr. Uribe announced that their governments will begin negotiating a free trade agreement in May. The Colombia leader is on a 4-day visit to Washington. Reports say Mr. Uribe urged the United States to extend aid to Colombia for 5 more years to help destroy cocoa industry in the country. Cocoa is used to produce the illegal drug cocaine. News Item 17. Questions 34 to 35 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 17.
The United States Space Agency says it has found evidence that a salty sea once existed on Mars. NASA officials spoke during a news conference in Washington. They said the discovery is important. NASA scientists said the space explorer, known as Opportunity, has found evidence. A salt on the area it has been studying. The scientists said the rock was probably formed in water. Earlier this month, NASA said the space vehicle discovered that the same area of Mars was covered with liquid water. Opportunity and another explorer have been studying opposite sides of Mars for evidence of water necessary to support life. News item 18. Questions 36 to 37 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 18.
President Bush said he would work to create full nuclear civil energy cooperation with India in return for an agreement that India open its civil nuclear operations to United Nations inspections. Mr. Bush made the announcement in a joint statement following talks in Washington with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The statement also said President Bush would work with Congress to change American laws to permit cooperation with India. United States law bans providing nuclear technology to countries like India that did not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. News item 19. Questions 38 to 39 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 19.
In El Salvador, lawmakers have agreed to extend their country's military work in Iraq by 1 year. Lawmakers voted late on Thursday to continue humanitarian and rebuilding work by the military. El Salvador is the last Latin American country with military forces in Iraq. Honduras, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic all have withdrawn their troops. El Salvador sent its troops of more than 350 soldiers to Iraq in August of 2003. News item 20. Questions 40 to 41 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 20.
Officials in Britain and Italy say they believe they have captured all four suspects in the failed bombings in London of July 21st. Police raid in London and Rome took place on Friday. Police say they captured two suspects in the Notting Hill area of London. One man has been identified as 27-year-old Mukhtar Said Ibrahim. He went to Britain from Eritrea in 1990. The other man identified himself only as Ramzi Mohammed. Italian officials say the suspect arrested in Rome is Osman Hussein. He is a Somalia-born British citizen. News item 21. Questions 42 to 44 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 21.
Bangkok. Thailand is Asia's biggest production base for pirated compact discs, with a capacity to make 60 million copies a year, report said last week. Delegates at a seminar on international property rights said that CD piracy and a host of other copyright violations put Thailand at risk of losing trade privileges, the Nation Daily reported. Tien Chai Privinces, a representative of the Motion Picture Producer Association of America, said that of the 60 million illegal CDs produced in Thailand, 50 million were exported. He said that failure by police to curb the piracy may lead to trade tensions, and estimated that Thailand housed about 30 copying machines, each able to produce 2 million CDs a year. News item 22. Question 45 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. News item 22.
Denmark has launched an extraordinary bid for ownership of the North Pole, one of the world's last untapped sources of oil and natural gas. It is sending an expedition to try to prove that the seabed there is a natural continuation of Danish territory, Denmark's science ministry said on Monday. The key to Denmark's claim is Greenland, the world's largest island and a Danish territory. Greenland's northern tip lies 720 kilometers south of the North Pole. The expedition will attempt to show that the ocean floor from northern Greenland is geologically linked to an underwater mountain range called the Lomonosov Ridge. They could then argue that the polar region is a natural extension of Greenland. News item 23. Questions 46 to 47 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 23.
Sudan's foreign minister says Tuesday's plane crash, which killed at least 115 people, was a direct result of U.S. sanctions. Mustafa Osman Ismail said the accident was caused by a lack of spare parts, which he said were unavailable because of those sanctions. The United States imposed sanctions on Sudan in 1997. It also remains on the U.S. list of nations that sponsor terrorism. The U.S. State Department rejected the Sudanese allegation, saying there is no ban on aviation safety equipment. The Sudan Airways Boeing 737 crashed minutes after takeoff, killing everyone on board except a young boy. News item 24. Questions 48 to 49 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 24.
Egyptian police say at least 43 people have been killed in a series of bomb explosions in the town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the Red Sea. Police say the attacks early on Saturday included as many as 7 bombs. At least 100 people have been injured. People say one hotel was badly damaged. Many people saw smoke arising from the area after the explosions. Bombs also exploded at another hotel and at a market. News item 25. Questions 50 to 51 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 25.
The former Prime Minister of Burma has been found guilty of charges, including official wrongdoing and the accepting of illegal payments. Khin Nguyen was given a 44-year suspended sentence on Friday. Legal experts say that he most likely will be kept under house arrest. Two of Khin Nguyen's sons also were found guilty of similar charges. The sentences are not known. Khin Nguyen has been under house arrest since he was ousted in October by the military government.